Thunder Bay. City Council has cut the number of outdoor rinks the city maintains by about a third, reining in earlier proposals for deeper cuts. Most councillors called the move a necessary response to declining user numbers and financial challenges, while sometimes differing on the extent and details of the cuts. A minority of councillors opposed the cuts, which passed on a 7-4 vote, with some warning they represented a slow erosion of recreation services and would disproportionately hurt low-income residents. Cown. Casey Etrenny had proposed closing 13 of the city's 39 rinks, calling that a compromise after council originally considered closing 31 locations, nearly 80% of the total, in a bid to cut spending. Etrenny also argued the city could improve ice quality at remaining locations, with park staff spread less thinly. Closing 31 rinks would have produced an estimated $365,000 in yearly savings for the city. Just how much the smaller cuts approved Monday will save has not yet been estimated. The rinks council eliminated were largely unboarded and unsupervised ponds, which parks manager Corey Halvorsen said would have minimal financial impact. Etrenny called the cuts one example of the hard decisions council must make as it confronts financial challenges, including a yawning infrastructure deficit and ballooning emergency services spending, particularly on police. Please remember that we have not met our budget goals for 2023 yet, and we're at the end of September, she said. A council-directed cost-cutting process initiated in February has axed numerous services, but so far failed to deliver targeted savings. Cown. Shelby Shin said she understood the drive to rein in spending, but warned closing rinks would produce little headway, while eroding community services. What I take issue with is the premise that we underfund recreation infrastructure. It deteriorates, people don't use it anymore because it's underfunded, then we make a cause for closure, and then push it behind a paywall. Now you have to go to the hockey rink and pay for access. Mayor Ken Boschkoff appeared to push back on that argument, saying council shouldn't hesitate to close services with low user rates, calling rink closures a reflection of demographic changes. I will support those areas that have shown the numbers warrant their existence, he said. If we can't come to grips with underutilization at a time when we have to watch almost everything we spend, we're not going to get through the budget, ever. The city had already notified residents living near 11 outdoor rinks that the sites were on a watch list to be closed or downgraded, after failing to meet those thresholds in annual counts. Staff have reported the majority of city rinks are falling short of usership targets. Etrenny also highlighted a survey that indicated many rink users are willing to drive to nearby locations. Shin also took aim at that argument, saying it would leave low-income residents behind. I just don't get how the kid whose parents put $5 worth of gas at a time in the car are supposed to drive around to the next rink, she said. We need to create a city for everyone, not just people who can drive around looking for the next rink. After discussing Etrenny's proposed list, council took four off the chopping block. That included three ponds that were found to meet the city's usership threshold of one person per hour, on average, if barely, and a boarded rink at Castle Green. While that location was falling well short of the threshold of five users per hour in recent monitoring, council heard the Castle Green Housing Cooperative maintain the location itself, leaving little work for city staff and therefore minimal potential savings. Following those changes, the nine rinks set to be closed include Woodside Parkette, Anton Parkette, Picton Parkette, John Kushnier Park, 3rd and High Wilson Park, Franklin Park, Confederation Drive, Holt Parkette. Supervised boarded rinks at Waddington Park, Cherry Park, and Oliver Road Park will also be downgraded to unsupervised rinks. Cown. Greg Johnson unsuccessfully argued to keep the Confederation Drive pond open, saying numerous young families had moved into the neighborhood in recent years. Council was swayed by arguments that the pond was among the least used in the city, and residents had access to other nearby rinks.